Welcome back, everybody. Today is Friday of the fourth week of Lent.
Today we're going to talk about Catholics and evangelization and why this is a necessary part of living the Catholic spiritual life. Now, yesterday I got a wonderful email from a new supporter of ours. His name's Bob. And I just thought what Bob wrote needs to be shared with you. Janelle, do you want to read it? It's right on the screen.
Loved the video yesterday about knowing how much that God loves us and us realizing it is true. It hit me right between the eyes. So I evangelized with it by sending it to over 100 of my contacts.
So Bob, thank you for sharing our video with over 100 of your contacts and evangelizing. This is so timely because the church exists in order to evangelize. Jesus said, go make disciples of all nations. And all of us play a role in this some way, somehow. We can do videos. Bob can share the videos. You know, everyone has a different role. But the point is that when we've come and tasted the goodness of Jesus Christ, there's something within our hearts that wants to share. It's a natural outflow of connecting and encountering Jesus Christ. So this is what these videos are about. This is what our YouTube channel is about. Janelle and I, we've been involved with, quote, full-time ministry for 20 years more.
I don't know. It's been more than 20 years. It's probably been like 25 years.
Yeah. And then your experience of evangelization goes back quite a while, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, we probably started around the same time, but just not together at the same time.
But you went to a Bible school.
Yeah, that's right.
And then from there,
I was on a traveling retreat team. And then I also worked for like an umbrella of multiple ministries and just served in that way. So for 3 years, when I was like 18, 19, and 20.
And then you joined.
And then I joined Face-to-Face Ministries, which Ken had started. And that was when I was like 21.
So it's interesting. So you went to Bibles.
And now I'm 41. So that's 20 years ago that I started working with you.
But here's the pattern. You know, you went to Bible school, deepened your faith.
Yes.
Then went forward.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
And if I look at my experience, I had a real encounter of Jesus Christ when I was 18, 19 years old. And then it just naturally propelled me to go forward and start sharing my faith. And this is sort of the pattern. We come, we get fed, and then we go forward. The apostles in the upper room, they were filled, then they went forward. Jesus, when he ascended into heaven, he didn't tell them to go forward until they were filled. And so this is the rhythm of the spiritual life too. Think about Mass. We go to Mass, we receive Jesus Christ, then we go out into the world. What we can't do is sit back and say, I'm just going to get fed. And then we don't actually give away what we've received. In fact, if we don't give away what we have received could die.
Mm-hmm. It makes me think of the reservoir versus the river. Are you going to share that?
Well, go for it. Can you do it?
Well, the reservoir is like everything comes in and it becomes like toxic eventually. Right? Like the Dead Sea.
Correct.
Everything flows into the Dead Sea, and there's a reason why it's called dead.
6.5 million tons of fresh water flow into the Dead Sea every day.
Yeah, but nothing can grow in there.
Because it has no outlet.
Yeah, and then, but as for a river, it's like so many lush, beautiful things grow along the river because it is flowing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the line is, God wants you to be a river, not a reservoir. If he does something in you, it's because he wants to flow through you. And so friends, you know, this is what we are trying to do here. We're trying to share the beauty of the Catholic faith, but we don't want it just to sit with you. We want you to share it. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily you have to share each one of our videos, but be involved with your faith, share your faith, figure out ways that you can do this. But also, we're going to ask you something. Can you help us do what we do? We can do videos. Maybe you can't. But we are committed coming to you regularly, 5 days a week during the liturgical seasons of Lent and Advent, one day a week on Wednesdays, and now a second day with Father Cristino. Maybe we can increase that. But we're committed to sharing the beauty of the Catholic faith. And we can't do this without the help of others. In fact, the prayers of others and the financial help of others. So thank you for those who support us financially, because we can't do this without your help. And if you've been blessed by our message, would you consider helping us in this work of evangelization, of sharing the beauty of the Catholic faith? to a hurting world. So we're going to do something that we haven't really done before. For anyone who supports our ministry on a monthly basis at $10 or more per month at kenandjanelle.com from now until
Easter,
we're going to, as a thank you, give a whole bunch of digital content that is not available on a YouTube channel. There was 3 audio talks that have been recorded at a parish mission that we're going to give to you. There's also a 6-session video follow-up program that we used to give to parishes to follow up after I did a parish mission. Each session is 30 minutes long. It's really excellent content. It's talking about a Catholic nugget of truth. Then there's a testimony from somebody that says how this truth changed their life. And then there's a call to action. For example, one of the sessions is on confession, having an honest confession. Then there's a testimony from a person whose life has been transformed by the meeting of Jesus in the confessional, and then the call to action. Go to confession. So anyway, 6 of those videos are designed that way. And then in addition to that, there's 2 audio talks recorded at a conference. So that's 5 talks. Full-length talks about an hour each, and then the 6 video sessions, 30 minutes each. Again, to anyone who wants to support our work at $10 per month or more, that's our gift and our thank you back to you. If you are interested in that and would like to help us in this work of evangelization, head over to kenandjanelle.com. We would really, really appreciate that consideration.
St. Catherine of Siena used to kiss the ground trodden by priests who were engaged in saving souls. And such was her zeal for the salvation of sinners that she desired to be placed at the mouth of hell, that no soul might enter that abode of torments. And what are we doing? We see so many souls perishing, and shall we remain idle spectators of their perdition? Okay, so idle spectators. So this makes me think of last Sunday. Our son was invited to go watch a hockey game. And Ken was going to go with him, but he was a little bit tired out because he had just taken the kids skiing the day before. And it's been a really busy, you know, season working on these videos and just doing life with 7 children and, you know, all the things. So guess who got to go? I did. And I'm not really a hockey person, but, you know, it was actually enjoyable. But what I found so interesting was I was a bit of an idle spectator, to be honest. Like, I was just like, okay, how much more time is left? You know, but this whole stadium was completely full because there was one player. Well, I think people were there for different reasons, but many people were there because there was one player who's supposedly like one of the top draft picks for the NHL. His name is Connor Bedard. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've heard of him. I just learned about him. So what I find so interesting is like all these people, they like drive, some of them from out of town, and they wait in traffic, you know, bumper to bumper traffic for like an hour to get into the parking lot, or maybe they park far and they have to walk through like the slushy snow and it's kind of cold outside. And I just think, wow, they're all here for this. This is like, you know, this isn't Jesus. And wouldn't that be amazing if people did that for the Eucharist, for adoration? It was just so interesting. Like, I just thought, like, the human experience is so interesting. What captivates the heart? Yeah, anyhow.
And how much a person is willing to sacrifice just to see this one person play on the ice. I mean, he's great. He's a great player. He's going to be a great NHL player. But how we sacrifice for this one person that we will never know, never meet, just to watch at a distance, and really has very little impact personally in our life other than entertaining us.
Right.
How much more we have as Catholics in Jesus Christ, yet how little we are willing to sacrifice for him. Will we drive an hour? Will we brave the weather? Will we walk through bumper, we'll fight bumper to bumper traffic? Yet we have Jesus at Mass in the Eucharist, yet we can't sometimes just take a little sacrifice and, you know what, I'm going to take a time out on my Sunday because I need to go to Mass. We can't even sacrifice that. Oh, how about even during the week? It's just, it's funny. And the amount of marketing that goes into that game and promoting that one player. What if we put in that amount of effort into promoting Jesus Christ? Billboards, advertisements, you know, spreading the word. Hey,
like even what we're wearing, you know, because people who are fans of these players, like they've got all the garb.
They got the sacramentals. Yeah. The secular sacramentals, the jerseys, and the hats.
And that's evangelizing the people around them to become fans too, right?
What are you wearing? See, even these sacramentals, we as Catholics can evangelize by simply our wear. Mm-hmm. Are we visibly Catholic? Mm-hmm. Now, this is the miraculous medal. What are you wearing today?
I've got Our Lady of Guadalupe, and then I've got scapular. But the thing is, some of them are hidden, right?
Right.
Whereas, like, do people know that you're wearing? You should wear it out, Ken, and then people will see it.
There we go.
There, that's better.
The point is, friends, we're called to evangelize and to share.
But rather, we're sitting idle and watching people fall into perdition. Like, is that horrible? I shouldn't laugh.
It is horrible. This is life and death. This is not a matter of just winning a game on the ice. This is a matter about winning in life, winning the eternal prize, Jesus Christ for all eternity, or damnation for all eternity. Mm-hmm. This is what's at stake. So you tune in. You watch us. Thank you. Don't sit idle. What you have received, give away. Maybe in conversation you can bring up some little nugget of truth that has impacted you. What a person can't do is argue with your experience. They can argue with your theology, for example. But are you able to articulate how Jesus Christ has changed your life? Somebody can't argue with that. I just saw a clip on the internet last night. And the person was trying to get him to convince him of Jesus Christ as Lord. Like, what miracles have you seen? And his response was, the greatest miracle that I have witnessed that has convinced me that Jesus Christ is Lord is how he's changed my heart. How has Jesus changed your heart? That is what people need to know. Have you ever experienced something in your life and you thought, that was God? No doubt, that was God. I can't explain. Maybe it was a moment of peace in a time of a great storm, great desolation. Maybe it was a physical miracle. Maybe it was an encounter of receiving Jesus in the Eucharist that just healed your heart of an emotional pain. Maybe it was a moment of prayer. Maybe it was the beauty of encountering him outside in nature, but it did something in you that changed you. See, if God does something in you, he wants to flow through you. He wants you to be a river, not the reservoir. The experiences of Jesus Christ that you have experienced are not to be kept secret. If you keep them secret, that grace could die. Friends, it could die. You look at the passion of the saints.
The passion of the saints?
Like their passion the faith. They wanted to share it with other people. They were alive and they communicated that to others. Friends, that's got to be us. That's got to be us. So friends, I think that's long enough. Thank you for watching. If you want to join us in this work of evangelization and support us on a monthly basis, head over to kenandjanelle.com. Link is also in the description, also at the end. Please also keep us in your prayers, because we do need your prayers, and we'd be very grateful if you would remember us. And we will keep you in our prayers as well.
Yeah, we won't see you till Monday.
Yeah, we'll see you then.
It's Passion Sunday on Sunday, so that means the Sunday before Palm Sunday. That's exciting.